This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Where do you start with the economic effects of the weather and the climate in this country the past week or so? Hundreds of thousands of people without power along the Gulf Coast. They've had to evacuate and leave their property and their jobs behind. The flooding last night along the East Coast, more than 20 people killed in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. The subway system in the biggest and richest city in this country underwater, literally. I'm sure you've seen the videos. The insurance claims, surely in the tens of billions of dollars. The investment that's going to be needed to manage and to adapt to the effects of climate change. Well, as we have seen this week, we are not ready. Starting, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, with much of our housing stock.
Nearly a third of homes in the U.S. are at high risk of natural disasters, according to CoreLogic, and low-income communities are especially vulnerable.
These homes, you know, haven't been updated, haven't gotten consistent reinvestment, rehabilitation, retrofitting over the years.
Khalil Shaheed is a senior policy advisor with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He says there is federal funding to help weatherize homes by, say, switching out single-pane windows for sturdier double-pane glass. But Shaheed says roof repair, one of the most expensive and important fixes, isn't eligible.
You know, once the roof goes, then, you know, you get, you know, the wind damage, then you get rain damage. So it just really compounds the severity of a storm like this one.
Chriselle Palais is executive director of the Home Coalition, which advocates for more equitable recovery from disaster. She says wealthier, whiter neighborhoods tend to be better protected in the first place and have the means to come back more quickly. She lives in a historically Black neighborhood in Houston, where many people are still recovering from Hurricane Harvey 4 years ago.
I could step outside of my house and look to the right and look to the left and see blue tarps still in people's houses.
And she says not enough has changed to prevent the next flood. Her neighborhood has an open ditch drainage system that often gets blocked with trash.
We have some people that try to get out there and clean it out themselves, but that really is the responsibility of the city. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
There are smaller things people can do, like making sure gutters are clean and there's a sump pump in the basement. Caroline Blakely is CEO of Rebuilding Together, which helps low-income homeowners make repairs.
But once you get a major flood like we've seen over the last few days, it's pretty tough to prepare for that.
Preparing for all climate change will bring is going to take an enormous investment in, yes, infrastructure. The Biden administration is using this week's storm to push Congress even harder to make that possible. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.